AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The White House has formally submitted a request to Congress for $87.6 billion, mostly to replenish the Pentagon after the war against Iran. President Trump met with Republican senators on Capitol Hill today, reportedly berating them for allowing a vote on a war powers resolution that would block further military action in Iran.
He asked
Senator Bill Cassidy,
"Why would anybody vote for the War Powers Act?" As he continued, I said, "Was that a rhetorical question, or would you like to really know?" He said, "I'd like to know." I stood and said, "You have not told the American people what's going on. It was supposed to last 4 weeks, it's lasted 4 months. Our original objectives have not been achieved. And I want to know what's going on."
Later this afternoon, President Trump welcomed NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte to the White House.
You've seen last week in the G7, all the leaders in the G7 applauding the fact that his nuclear capability has been degraded.
But the conversation turned.
"I know there have been debates about whether your allies in Europe were with you enough. I just want to say one thing, which is
elaborating.
"I just want their loyalty. We don't need their money. We don't need anything. We have the most powerful military in the world by far. But I just want loyalty. You know, we're so loyal to them. We're always fighting for them. We have thousands of troops all over Europe. In Germany, we have 50,000 troops. And then you want a little, give us a little nudge, give us a little kiss. We don't want much."
The president also postponed signing a bipartisan housing bill as he pushes senators to pass his proof of citizenship voting bill. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
"The bipartisan housing bill was an accomplishment that the American people want, are proud of, and need. Trump runs away from it. He's not going to sign it. He's petulant. He's angry."
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has today's AP Markets Report.
Stocks wavered to a mixed close on Wall Street as losses for several tech giants, including Microsoft, weighed on the market. The S&P 500 fell 0.1%, even though more stocks rose than fell within the index. The Dow added 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.4%. Among big tech stocks, Microsoft fell 2.3%. Oracle gave back 4.6%. Another drop in oil prices helped ease concerns about inflation. Brent crude fell 3.8%, bringing it closer to where it was before the war with Iran started. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury dropped to 4.40%. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. gasoline prices edged just a fraction higher overnight, still averaging around $3.93 per gallon, according to AAA. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.